Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. The race for Iowa's 1st congressional district remains too close to call 2 days after Election Day. Republican incumbent Marionette Miller Meeks has grown her lead, but less than 1,000 votes still separate her from her Democratic challenger, Christina Bohannon. At a press conference Wednesday in Iowa City, Miller Meeks said she's confident that her lead will hold.
We saw a record number of people coming out to vote all across this country, and I feel very confident in the processes that we have put in place.
Bohannon has yet to concede the race, which could help determine the balance of power in Congress. Her campaign says it's expecting more votes to come in the next few days. The district takes in most of southeast Iowa, including Burlington, Clinton, Davenport, and Muscatine. Meanwhile, newly elected Congressman Eric Sorensen of Moline says he wants to get a new farm bill done during the lame duck session.
And we cannot afford to let this continue into next year. We have pushed and kicked this bucket down the lane so far that now the lane is ending, and we're going to push the farm bill off of a cliff.
The 2018 farm bill extension expired in September. Some assistance programs ended immediately, while others like farm commodity and dairy support programs continue until January 1st. Sorensen won a second term representing Illinois' 17th congressional district, which also includes Rock Island, Bloomington, and Rockford. More than a dozen secret FBI recordings played yesterday show how former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan allegedly put his allies in no-work jobs. From the Dirksen Federal Building in Chicago, WBEZ's Dave McKinney has more.
Prosecutors in Madigan and co-defendant Michael McLean's corruption trial allege the pair rewarded the ex-speaker's best political workers with do-nothing ComEd subcontracts. In exchange, Madigan allegedly helped the company pass legislation. Here, convicted former ComEd lobbyist Jay Doherty talks with a government mole about how the ex-speaker quietly carried out the scheme with McLean's help.
I never, ever once had a conversation with Mike about these people.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that I have every reason to believe that McLean has.
That informant, Fidel Marquez, returns to the stand today. Dave McKinney, WBEZ News.
The Moline Police Department is asking for the public's help in finding a woman missing since last Saturday. Police say 25-year-old Jasmine Garcia attended the Dia de los Muertos parade in downtown Moline and became separated from her family. Hospital records show Garcia received medical care Saturday night at Unity Point in Rock Island, but she has not been seen since she left that facility. Jasmine is 5'2" with a tattoo on her left forearm. She was last seen wearing a dark sweatshirt, sweatpants, and possibly did not have any shoes on. Anyone with information about her location is asked to contact the Moline Police Department. The Quad Cities Coalition for Palestine is hosting a humanitarian aid fundraiser tomorrow in Bettendorf. QC Coalition member Taylor, who has asked not to use her last name, says money raised will go towards food, water, medicine, and medical professionals providing aid in Gaza.
We've chosen to work with Rama Worldwide because of their extensive network, including staff that they have based in Gaza, and their proven ability to rapidly mobilize funds and resources.
The fundraiser starts at 6:30 at the Quad Cities Mosque on Kimberly Road in Bettendorf. Augustana College's Planetarium and Geology Museum is hosting its annual fall open house this weekend. WVIK's Ray Berry has details.
The John Deere Planetarium and Frixel Geology Museum is open to the public Saturday from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Professor and Planetarium Director Lee Karkner will host indoor and outdoor programs, including a planetarium show on the 30-foot dome, access to the Getz Rogers Gallery, and telescope observation opportunities.
We're going to hopefully, if the weather is clear, get a look at the craters and the mountains of the moon. You can see the cloud bands on Jupiter, and you can see the rings of Saturn.
The Frixel Geology Museum will also be open for viewing, featuring fossils, fluorescent rocks, and dinosaur casts and skeletons. I'm Ray Berry with WVIK News.
And I'm Joseph Leahy, WVIK News.